And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Pope Francis called for an immediate ceasefire in the conflict between Israel and U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas in Gaza as Christians around the world celebrated Easter Sunday. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has more.
Easter Sunday in Vatican City, before a packed crowd at St. Peter's Square filled with flowers, Pope Francis delivered a message calling for peace in Gaza.
Inoltre, faccio nuovamente appello.
On Sunday at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem, widely considered the most holy site in Christianity, the Archbishop held Easter Mass in a church emptier than years past, as since October 7th, Palestinian worshippers need special permission to cross checkpoints into Jerusalem. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
Tens of thousands of people demonstrated in Jerusalem on Sunday against Benjamin Netanyahu's government and against exemptions granted to ultra-Orthodox Jewish men from military service in scenes reminiscent of mass street protests last year. Protest groups, including some that led the mass demonstrations that rocked Israel in 2023, organized the rally outside parliament, calling for a new election to replace the government. The protesters also want a more equal share in the burden of army service that binds most Israelis. Members of the public lined up outside St. George's Chapel in Windsor on Sunday to express their well wishes to Britain's King Charles as the monarch concluded his first public royal event since his cancer diagnosis was announced. Upon leaving the church, he and his wife, Queen Camilla,